95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, in the big chair once again on WBCK for another week of Coach's Corner, coming to you live from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than six decades, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports. We are turning the page here on Coach's Corner with the start of the boys' basketball season. We will be talking to each of the city hoop coaches about the first week of the schedule. Before we continue, here is the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. Most of the city teams had two games this first week of the season, starting on opening night on Tuesday. In our first game of the year, in the Inquirer game of the night, Marshall knocked off Lakeview 49-39. Also in the city, Penfield put up a big number and beat Galesburg Augusta 80-30. St. Phil knocked off Bronson 70-64. Harper Creek went on the road and lost to Mattawan 72-42. And Battle Creek Central had longtime rival in the Fieldhouse, Benton Harbor, and lost.
This corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer. Some technical difficulties there, but now I think we're ready to roll. We have a Penfield coach, Robbie Hetton, on the line. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Penfield had a big week. You guys are lighting up the scoreboard early and came away with a couple big wins. Talk about how excited you are for the start of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tuesday we went over to Galesburg and played a pretty strong Galesburg team. They were pretty quick and pretty fast. I'm going to make some adjustments early, but our kids just stuck with the game plan, and you know, we played a pretty clean game. I liked where we were at. We could get anything that we really wanted offensively, and you know, we challenged them defensively. I don't think we played great defensively to start the game, and we really then bounced back. Halftime, we really challenged our guys, and I think we held them to 8 points in the second half or something like that. So I was really happy with that. Johnny Lake had a monster game. I think he had 41 points. Peyton Merlington had 20. Calvin had seven, but Calvin, you know, he stuffed the stat sheet against Galesburg. You know, he had seven or eight rebounds, seven assists, a couple steals, and our pressure really, really bothered Galesburg. And that's what was the game changer in that one.
Yeah, that Galesburg Augusta team, they coming off back-to-back league championships. They're a solid program. They had some graduation losses, but they have their MVP came back. Gio Evans is their MVP from last year. He had 17 points against you guys. But you guys put up that big number, 80 points in that first game. That 41 points by Johnny Lake, fourth most points in a game in school history. And he had six rebounds, five assists, four steals. Talk about what's working so well for you guys offensively in terms of putting up 80 points in your opener.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the big thing for us is our defense creates our offense. We're best when we're out running and, you know, everything's just kind of coming naturally. We can run sets if we need to, but we love to just, you know, get out and run and run our secondary offense, and just really score in transition and let the kids play ball. That's when the game comes to them, it really just our offense flows really well when that happens and we're not forcing things. That's the beauty of our team is, you know, we're very dynamic in our scoring. If you try to take away Johnny, we'll go with Calvin. And if you try to take away Calvin, Peyton Merlington is that guy now too. And you do that, you know, and we'll talk about last night, but you do that, then, you know, we have other guys that can contribute as well. And so, you know, our scoring has been very balanced, and, you know, it's nice when you have multiple options on offense that you can go to.
In that Galesburg game, you guys got off to that fast start. You left 32-8 after the first quarter. Johnny Lake had 20 points in that period, got off that big start. And like you said, then you guys rolled in the second half and put that game away. And I know Johnny Lake was hoping maybe to add to this point total, but when you're up 50 points, you have to sit down the guys and rest for the next day, and that's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah, Johnny was good with it. You know, I asked him, you know, we talked about it. We were up, and he was like, don't put me in, coach. We're good. He's like, we got bigger things to worry about than this, and he was good with it. And, you know, that's the type of person Johnny is. You know, Johnny's one of the best basketball players I've ever coached, and he's also very humble. He didn't need to go and break the record in a game where we're up, you know, 45, 50 points. He didn't need to do that, you know, and he was perfectly fine with it, and I love it, and that's why I love Johnny.
Then you came back on Friday night, and if 80 points wasn't enough, you guys put up 96 points last night. You beat Lakewood Lake, that's a 96-58. The score, I mean, the game was kind of even in the first half, but then you went and put 31 points on them in the third quarter and to pull away. Calvin Pazins came up big in that, and like you said, a pick-your-poison situation, and Calvin Pazins was the man last night. He had 27 points, including 6 triples, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Johnny Lake had 21 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. You got 15 points from Peyton Merlington, 12 points from Tommy Wright, and 8 steals, and a balanced scoring, and everyone was able to eat last night. That's how you saw it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it was a common theme on Tuesday as well, is, you know, we kind of fell asleep towards the end of the second quarter. You know, we were up like 24 points and on last night, right before halftime, in the last 3 minutes, Lakewood went on a big run, and Galesburg did the same thing to us on Tuesday as well. And so that's something that we've got to clean up a little bit. But yeah, no, last night, again, you know, Tommy Wright came in. You know, he's kind of our sixth man right now. He gives us an energy off the bench. And, I mean, he really came in and just energized our team. You know, they were starting to, you know, really deny Peyton and Calvin for the most part. And it opened up the middle, and Tommy was like, thank you, and just drove in, and he was getting layups. And then so then they started helping. And when you do that, then we can kick to Peyton and Johnny, or Peyton and Calvin, and then – you know, Johnny did a really good job last night of drawing the double team and finding the open guy. And, you know, and then Carter Bammer, another guy that, you know, gave us 6 points off the bench last night, that just came in and gave us a spark in the first half. And, you know, that's the beauty of this team is, you know, we have a lot of options and we have a lot of scoring. And I don't love giving up 50-some points, but that's something that we've just got to keep getting better at. And, you know, I've told the kids all year, you know, we can score with just about anybody. To be honest, Bill, I've told the kids, I said, I don't have to call a play. I could literally call 0 sets and let our kids play basketball, and we would be fine. I said, the biggest thing that we've got to do is say, hey, our desire and our goal is to be the best defensive team in the I-8, and we've got to work every day to do that, and that's what we're going to continue to work on, is making sure that we are the best defensive team in the I-8 in the area.
Well, you have a couple of wins in this first week, and you guys aren't done. You're stuffing 3 games into the first week of the season. You guys are playing later today at home against Niles Brandywine, a real good team. And that's kind of a team that you want to have a measuring stick game against. And is that kind of why you scheduled this game?
Absolutely. When you look at the last 5 years and you look at who has been one of the best teams in the state, in this area, you can't look any further than Niles Brandywine. I mean, they got a state title, they got a semifinal loss. I mean, they're the cream of the crop in this area. They, you know, we watched their film, and they're the real deal. You know, I know last year they had a couple growing pains with some graduations, but they're back and more aggressive and feisty, and it's exciting. This should be a very good high school basketball game today. You know, I'm actually, we got the guys in right now. We're getting ready to do a walkthrough, shoot around, and just get, you know, that extra prep when you play back-to-backs. You know, we didn't really want to look past Lakewood, so we didn't do too much Brandywine prep. So this morning we're going to get that in. And 2 o'clock, if you're in the area, looking to watch a good high school basketball game, come over to Penfield, and hopefully you'll get a good show.
It'll be fun. And then looking at next week, you have Charlotte on Tuesday, and then you get into Independent Conference play against Parma Western after that. And it's a lot of games in a matter of 2 weeks, but might as well just throw yourself in there into the deep end of the pool and get going. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, you know, honestly, we have a lot of games before break. You know, we picked up most of our non-leagues before break, and I love it. You know, I really want to press us early. You know, we can tinker with some things, tinker with the rotations before we really dive into the I-8 schedule when we come back. You know, obviously, we got three I-8 games. You know, we'll get probably three of our biggest I-8 games with Parma, Marshall, Harper right before break. But, you know, after break, you know, that's going to be some areas where we can grow, and I want to see our team, you know, face some adversity before break. And, you know, I think Christmas break is one of the most important times for high school basketball teams. You know, you can kind of fix some things that maybe are going wrong and really dive in and hammer home the things that you need to do to make a run in the second half of the season. So, you know, that was kind of our thought process was, hey, let's get as much as we can in before break. And then, you know, then we can use the break to really clean up what we need to clean up. And, you know, it's exciting time for us. And, you know, I'm really excited to keep playing some good basketball teams these next couple weeks.
Well, like Coach said, if you want to watch some basketball this afternoon, you have a 2 o'clock game at Penfield with a really good team, Miles Brandywine, coming in town. And along with that, not to have any competition there, but there's some other big high school events going on today. The Serial City Relays, the longest-running swimming event in the state, is also going on at Valkyrie Central today. So some big high school stuff going on today, and Penfield's a part of that. So thanks for calling in, Coach, and we'll let you get busy with the game today.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
The love of the game draws us to sports, as players, coaches, spectators, and officials. For officials, it's a way to stay in the game they once played, to feel the thrill of putting on the uniform, stepping out of the playing surface, hustling to make the call, and building the relationships which can only be built in sports. If you still have that love for the game, we always need new officials. Register now at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
95.3 WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Matt Bowling of the Harper Creek Beavers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
First week of the season for everybody, and we're all trying to get rolling. And Harper Creek stubbed his toe a couple times, but you have this young team this year. You were senior-led last year as you won your Interstate 8 Conference Championship. And getting things going this year with a new group. And that's been kind of the challenge early on, right?
Offensively has been a bit of a challenge, a little bit more than what I anticipated, to be perfectly honest. But we're going to work through those challenges. We got some plans in the works, I think, for some adjustments that we're going to do. Those kids that we do have that are returning, those four guys, are competitors, though. They're going to make sure that we get better. I like the direction they're leading us into. And we're just going to keep plugging away. And every team has some deficiencies. That's our job as coaches, to kind of disguise those deficiencies. And, you know, it was kind of funny. We talked last night as coaches after the game, and then we you know, I went home and kind of reflected a little bit more, walked the dog, and then picked up the phone, called the coach last night, and kind of, you know, said, this is what I think about what we're going to do. So we're going to make some adjustments heading into this week, and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, this isn't the first time that it's been like that, and then we've built and built and built and improved to be a much better second half team, and maybe that's where we're at. But the other thing we got to do is get our younger guys to make sure that they understand the urgency of every possession and the physicality that they must play with, especially at the defensive end more than anything else. That has to come around, and I think that will too.
Yeah, like we've talked about before, you know, it kind of goes in cycles. You had some the guys that won that conference championship for you last year, a lot of them played as sophomores and some as freshmen, and then they had to go through some growing pains, and then that led to a really nice season the last 2 years, and you had that going. This year, some of that same thing is coming through, and started out on opening night, you were started up on the road, and you played at Mattawan, and you lost 72-42. Dylan Eversall, the team, one of the guys that was a part-time starter for you last year, and was starting at the end of the year last year at 7 points for you. But that game, you mentioned what could go wrong did go wrong early for you, and you guys struggled early on and got in a hole.
Yeah, we started out the game. We didn't I think we were 3 of 12 from the free throw line in the first quarter. I think we started out 0 for our first 8 or 0 for our first 7 from the line. All in the first quarter. The good news is we're there. I mean, we're at the free throw line. The bad news is we got to convert those shots. And we missed a bunch of, I think we were 8 of 30.
That hole early is kind of you're behind early, but then the guys don't really know how to come back out of that hole because they haven't done it before.
Well, the thing is,
Coach CK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. Here with our next coach of the morning, Coach Steve Wakeman of the Lakeview Spartans. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Bill. How's it going?
We're going good. And
great.
First week of the season for everybody, and Lakeview had a couple games this week, and you started out in the Inquirer game of the night on Tuesday night, the home opener, and faced one of your longtime rivals, Marshall, and came away with a 49-39 loss to Marshall in the situation where you have a bunch of guys starting for the first time for you, and we talked about that night. That's going to take a little while for you guys all to kind of come together, but you saw some good things there in terms of that starting group in the first time out, and talk about what you did see and what you want to work on.
And so, I thought that we played really well on the defensive end, you know, last on Tuesday, and I told our guys, like, you know, you give up only 49 points, you usually expect to be a little bit closer, but we're having a little bit of trouble putting biscuit in the basket right now, finding some scoring and just trying to run our offense a little bit more efficiently. So I was really pleased with our defense. I was pleased with rebounding and the way we, you know, we're going to always play really, really hard. And I think the offensive stuff will come. It's just going to take a minute.
Got down 10 right away, and as Marshall went up 19-9, they were up still 10 at halftime, 26-16. And then that's when you guys made a little run. You went on a 7-0 run to end the quarter, the end of the third quarter, and made it 36-26 to stay within 10, but you couldn't get much closer. You were up 36-19 at one point. Then they stayed within that 10-point deficit most of the time in the fourth quarter. But getting your guys over that hump was a little hard when they haven't done it before, right?
Yeah, you know, and give our guys credit, I think, at the end of the third. You know, we did get down 17 with about three minutes or so left, I think. And that would have been really easy to just say, well, it's just not our night and cash it in. And we went on a 7-0 run to end the quarter, which was nice to see. And so I know we're going to continue to battle, and we're going to continue to just fight for everything we can, you know. And it's when the offense does start kind of clicking, I think if we can continue to play the defense that we're playing, and then the offense starts clicking a little bit, I think we'll have something.
Marshall saw 19 points out of Clark Irwin, who didn't get a lot of playing time last year as Marshall went to the regionals. But it looks like he's might be contributions this year for the Red Hawks there. Lakeview saw some new names in the box score that we didn't see a lot last year, and maybe something to build on. Your junior Nolan Porter at 11 points. He had three triples. Isaiah McFerrin at 8 points. And then you, after that game, you were looking to turn the page, and you had already in conference situation there and played Lori Norix. Lost 60-38. Tavon Newton had 13 points in that game. Nolan Porter came up with 12 again for you. Talk about the start of that game. Did you guys struggle early and get behind early again? Or?
No, I mean, it was in the first quarter, it was tight. In the second quarter, it was pretty tight. I think we were down, I don't even remember, honestly, but double digits at halftime. But, it was a well-played, tight game at first. And, it's just when you can't rely on scoring consistently, then any little run that the other team goes on becomes huge. It becomes magnified, right? So a 6-0 run in a normal game is not a big deal, but a 6-0 run when you're struggling to score is a big deal. And I think they went on a couple mini runs there in the middle toward the end of the second quarter. That basically just kind of set the tone for the rest of the game, I guess.
Well, the hustle and the defense, I was impressed with on Tuesday when I saw you guys play, and I'm guessing you got more of that last night. That's when you have that travels, and that's going to give you guys a chance to improve in other areas while you guys kind of hold the line at that point. And did you see that again last night?
Absolutely, yeah. And these guys, I love them. I mean, they're playing their butts off, and they're working very, very hard. And, it's just like I've been telling them, it's a process. We have to believe in the process. We have to trust the process, and we have to just continue to work on the things that we know we're not real good at yet. And like you said, defense will travel, and defense will keep you in a lot of games. So as long as we continue to do that, we're not very big, so the rebounding aspect of it is just being really, really physical and really getting after it and making sure, all five guys are blocking out. And the concept of my guy's not getting the rebound, somebody on our team will. I might not get it, my guy's not getting it, but somebody on our team hopefully will. So, defense and rebounding will keep us around until we can start figuring out a little bit better ways to score.
We mentioned some of the guys that did score for you last year, but this first week of the season, did you see some other guys that you really enjoyed taking the step up in their first two varsity games this year and saw some quality play from some guys?
Yeah, you mentioned Nolan Porter, who came to us at the beginning of the school year. He moved from Wisconsin, and he's been a pleasant surprise. He's very solid with the ball. He's a good defender. He's a very, very good, very nice young man. He's a yes coach, no coach guy. And so I've been really, really happy with him, and we got to find ways to get him more minutes as he's starting to understand, understand what we're trying to do a little bit better. So he's been very good, pleasant surprise. And I think Isaiah McFerrin's been really, really good. He's kind of our leader, our spark plug on defense, and he's the guy that, I guess overall, I don't have to coach any effort at this point, which is good. I don't have to coach effort. We don't have any attitude. So that's good stuff. And I think Zay's been probably the leader in that.
You guys turn the page for week two, and you're going to be at home again on Tuesday. You have Gull Lake coming in from the conference, and then go on the road and go all the way to Lake Michigan and play St. Joe on Friday night. There's always a fun Friday night drive all the way over there in the middle of winter.
Yeah, you want to drive the bus for us, Bill.
But what do you think about next week's schedule and how you kind of want to work on some things and get some things going in the right direction?
I think about next week the same way I thought about this week. This is all about us. We got to figure out what we need to do, what we need to get better at. And the opponent is the opponent, and I'm not saying we won't look at the opponent. We're going to do game film and we're going to do all that stuff. But, it's just a process, like I said before. And I think, and one other person I want to mention is Tavion Newton, who's done a great job as a senior leading. And, he came off the floor last night with about 3 minutes left, and I told him he was done for the night. And he's like, I want to go back in, which everybody wants to go back in, but not necessarily when you're down 20 points. Sure. So He's been really good, and he's kind of my right-hand guy right now with as far as keeping the team focused and together. So looking forward to seeing how that all plays out Tuesday at home against Gull Lake and then down at St. Joe on Friday.
Be fun to watch Lakeview move forward and improve as the season goes, get these young guys more varsity minutes and see that transition and see that process. So thanks a lot, Coach, for coming on down. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Bill. Go green.
We'll be back on at
Bill, WBCK. I said go green.
Go green. Go white. There we go.
All right.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on 95.3 FM.
95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next coach of the morning, Coach Kim Bear from St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
We had St. Phil playing a couple of games in the first week of the season. They opened up with one of their friendly rivals, Bronson. They came away with a tight win, the 70-64 win over a good Bronson team. And tell us how you liked your team played on opening night.
Yeah, opening night, I mean, we came out a little slow. I mean, I kind of expected that. You know, you're playing three seniors with my triplets and then one junior and an all freshman. So we kind of figured we were going to see some freshman nerves that night, and we did. I think first quarter we were down by 10 or 11 to go into the second quarter, and then we went on a run in the second quarter and took the lead, and then never looked back from there. But I was very pleased with, you know, getting out of there Tuesday night with a win. It's been a while since we got one over Bronson. We like to start our season off with them every year. It's kind of a thing we got. And so it was nice to finally get one over them and get the guys some experience and, you know, get the games going.
You're, like you mentioned, it's going to be all about the triplets this year as you go. And they kind of can be interchangeable sometimes in leading scores. And it was Carter Diswick's night that night. He had 32 points. And Jackson Diswick had 20 and Lincoln had 9. Some of the guys are going to be focused on one triplet, and depending on what the coach you're playing on, what they want to do, what they don't want to do. But Carter coming up with 32 points, is that a matter of him being open with the ball in his hand and taking advantage of that?
Actually, it was a lot of good drive takes by Carter, honestly. I mean, he made a few threes that kind of spread him out, and so Bronson had to be accounted for him on the outside as well, and so that was opening up some driver lanes. And he's a big, strong kid, and so he was able to get to the lane and get physical with him and, you know, make some contested short-range shots. And so he really did a good job of mixing it up inside and outside.
And what's been the defensive strategy some of these coaches have seen against you guys? You know, you have those three guys, and then you have some two guys on the floor at any point that haven't seen hardly any playing time in your process there. So teams are going to try to take those guys away and make you beat you with some other guys. Has that been a challenge so far?
I think the challenge really been so far. I mean, I know last night it was more evident than it was on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, I think Bronson still had a similar plan when they came out in man-to-man, but last night with Concord, they came out and it was very evident early on that they were going to try to pressure Jackson and get the ball to Jackson's hands, and so that was going to open up other guys. That was the same thing early on Tuesday with Bronson. It was kind of like I knew Bronson's best defender, and they threw him out there on Jackson to start the game, and it was the same thing last night with Concord. They threw their best defender out on Jackson, and then second half last night, I mean, Concord threw their best big guy out on Carter because nobody could stop him from going left. He's a lefty.
So, yeah, you played Concord last night, and you guys lost 67-57, non-conference game against Concord. Carter had 20 points again to lead you, Jackson at 16, Lincoln at 15. Mm-hmm. Jet Smith had 29 for Concord, and looked like you ran into a hot shooter then.
Yeah, Jet Smith's a great player. We battled all night long. It was a rowdy crowd. It was really loud. I'm surprised I have a little bit of a voice this morning from yelling from the sideline in many plays and telling my kids to talk, because, you know, it was definitely one of those crowds where if you didn't have the juice, it could have gotten away from us. And so very proud of my kids for, you know, hunkering down and battling. I mean, we had a lead at halftime. We played great. I mean, I think it was just really the difference between that we came out cold in the second half and they did not.
The idea for you this year is going to be about mixing your young guys with your three seniors that have played a ton. That's a challenge early, and you've had a preseason to do it. And this first week of the season, how's that been going for you?
Pretty good. I mean, it's a challenging thing because, I mean, I got six freshmen and trying to figure out what lineups work with what and who's most comfortable with who right now. I mean, my triplets, they've been playing with the same team for 3 years, and so we're trying to find right now in the early part of the season is who gels with who the best, what units work the best. Last night we went a little bit bigger at times, and then we also went with one of my freshman guards who played bulk of Tuesday night on JV, Lorenzo Hockett. He came in and did a fantastic job, both offensively and defensively. I mean, he came right in the game in the second quarter. I played him two quarters in the JV, so he only had three. So I was hoping I could get away out of the first quarter without having to use him yet, which we did. But he came right in, got a steal, and got a bucket. And I mean, he was a nice little spark plug to come in. And he's going to be a talented player, and I was very happy with his play. I mean, I was very happy with all the freshmen's play. But, you know, juggling these lineups going into this is going to be a challenge. Some nights some guys are going to get a lot of playing time. Some nights some guys aren't, because it's just we're trying to figure out what units work, who works. Maybe a young guy gets hot, and I want to roll with him that night because, you know, they're freshmen. We're trying to build the confidence. And so it's going to be a tough task. But, I mean, it's, for me, no better opportunity to mix lineups in and try different guys than non-conference games, because our big goal is to run it back-to-back in the conference. And, you know, winning would have been great last night, but at the end of the day, it didn't affect any of our goals. Coming out there with a loss, I thought last night, I mean, I don't like moral victories, but I think it was a net positive. I mean, I want to have a mountain climb of a season where we're steadily on the incline, and I don't want to have a stock market season where we're up, down, up, down, up, down, and I thought we were continually climbing north last night.
You get into league play next week. You're playing in Colon at home, midweek game next Thursday, looks like. And like you said, the league is all important for you this year. You want to defend your title. Colon's one of those guys in the way. Dalton Williams is a real good player for them, and that's going to be a challenge. But it's the first one out the gate, and you want to get that first one when you can get that first one.
Yeah, exactly. Colon's going to be a tough task. I mean, they got Dalton Williams he's been there all 4 years. But they also got Quincy Blair, who transferred from, Baroque. He played at Mendon 2 years ago. I think he was at Baroque last year, couldn't play because of the transfer rule. But then he ended up at Colon this year. And so he's a great player. So it's going to be tough kind of having to defend their, I guess, big two now, you will say. And so it's going to be a challenge. But, you know, we're looking forward to getting league play underway and getting it started off on a positive note.
Well, excited to look for that game to see where St. Phil sits after the first week of league play, playing Colon on Thursday night at Sheila Guerra Gymnasium. We'll talk about it again next week, Coach. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bill.
For coming down. We'll be here with our next Coach of the Morning on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
2-9. 95.3 WBCK, proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Durant Crum of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Battle Creek Central had a couple games in the first week of the season. Familiar rival came into town, Benton Harbor. That used to be the game every year back in the day, Benton Harbor versus Battle Creek Central. And you guys had a nice show on opening night of the season. Benton Harbor came away with a 55-44 win, but you had to like how your very young team, played in that game to keep that one competitive.
Yeah, that's a big rivalry over the years, obviously. And we felt good about what we did first night out. Young team. A lot to learn, a lot of teaching we're doing, but to see them go out and actually compete with a team the caliber of Benton Harbor was a good thing to see.
Lee Campbell had 17 points in the first game of the year. Braylon McCoy had 9, and a nice effort for you guys in that game. And then last night we were talking about the first win of the season, which is good to see, and getting that first win in the first week of the season, considering the way things have been the last couple of years. But getting that win in overtime over St. Joe at the Fieldhouse, 46-40, a big fourth quarter for you and a big overtime in terms of defense for the Bearcats. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, we dug ourselves a hole early. Still, you know, young guys with jitters and uncertainty. But down at halftime, I think by 17, and we came out in the second half and did a much better job of executing and playing with energy on the defensive end. And we were able to make some things happen, get into some transition buckets and start to get some confidence, I think. And, went to overtime and played well in overtime and pulled it out.
Your sophomore Lee Campbell, who was one of the guys that did see some varsity minutes last year and came in and looking to play a bigger role. He hit a three-pointer late in that game to help you guys tie the game in regulation 38-38. Then you outscored him. You held him to just 2 points in the overtime to get that win. Campbell had 17 points overall. Damani Spragans had 12. And we're going to see some new names this year pop up here and there in the scoring because you have a lot of new kids, and you have to like how the new kids are playing so far, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now we're pretty pleased. They're listening, they're working hard, and they're learning, and that's the biggest thing. If we can just learn as we go, then I think the future's fairly bright.
It's exciting to see what the Bearcats are doing this year, and it's kind of been a process. And you have that young team still with a lot of, in terms of varsity minutes, but you guys are going to be going forward with those guys, and hopefully you're going to see a lot of progress. Next week, a couple of big games at home again. You guys have stayed at home all season so far. Yeah. Four straight home games. You're going to have five. Lloyd Norris and Mattawan next week. So a big week at the Fieldhouse. Is that right, Coach?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Two more next week at the Fieldhouse.
Exciting to see what the Bearcats do at the Fieldhouse with Lloyd Norris in town and Mattawan in town on Friday. Let's see what the Bearcats are doing, and we'll talk more about that next week with Coach Crum. When we come back to Coach's Corner next Saturday at WPCK 95.3 FM.